Today's daf is Becharos daf Chaf Aleph. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we thank him again for the sponsorship, which will be wonderful zuchus for his entire family. We left off on daf Chaf Amid Beis. We are at Tana Rabbanan, about 7 lines before the end of the page. So first we're going to quote a brisa related to Meiser Behema on Vlados that are born in the same year. Meaning, what if an animal has offspring, and that offspring has offspring, but it's all in the same year? Are they all mitzdarif, multiple generations, to Meiser Behema? So that's what we're going to discuss at first. The brisa is going to seem to quote a machlokas, but it's unclear what the machlokas is about. Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon seem to argue about something. But it seems that they both hold that offspring born in the same year is Chayiv and Meiser Behema together. So Amar Aleph, we're just going to have four different explanations of what in the world they're arguing about, because they seem to both agree that offspring in the same year is Chayiv and Meiser Behema. Then on Amar Beis, we're going to learn why we would learn Dinim of Meiser Behema, at least according to Shittas Rabbi Shimon, why Rabbi Shimon would learn Dinim of Meiser Behema specifically from Bechor and not from other Kachim. What exactly do Meiser Behema and Bechor have in common as opposed to other Kachim? What's the connection between them? We've been discussing this concept called tinuf, that a behema has some sort of something that comes out of its body that is not a viable vlad, but counts as a vlad and will take away the status of bechor from the next offspring. So the Gemara is going to discuss what tinuf is exactly and who's qualified to make the determination that this behema was mitanefes, that in fact was tinuf and wasn't just stam a little bit of bleeding. Then the Gemara is going to talk before the Mishnah. We've been talking up until this point, you buy a behema from an Ovid Chavim, and you don't know if it was Mevakeris or not Mevakeris. So how do we proceed? So the Gemara is going to talk, what if you don't buy a behema from an Ovid Chavim, you buy a behema from a Jew, and you don't know if it was Mevakeres or Eina Mevakeres? What are the halachos in that situation? And then the Mishnah at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get to it, tells us the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, that not only is Tinuf a Simon Vlad and Shilya and all of those things, but that there's such a thing as Charadas Dam, which also will exempt future offspring from Bechorah. So let's begin again at the Braisa, 7 lines from the end of the page on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. So says the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braisa as follows. Gedia Shiyolda Shalosh Banos. You have a Gedia that gives birth to three female offspring all at one time. And the reason the choice is made to speak about a gedia as opposed to any other kind of animal, Rashi explains that the Braisa says gedia, not keves, not para, because a gedia is darka laledes, many at one time, since it's normal for it to have a multiple birth. And we're trying to set up a situation where you have a meiser behema situation. So there are going to be a lot of behemos. We need to deal with a multiple birth situation, so we pick that which is most common. So gedia, that's yelda shalosh banos, v'kol banos seha yeldu shalosh shalosh, and each of those banos give birth to triplets, to three other banos. And again, it says banos and not banim, not male offspring. And Rashi says it says dafka shalosh blasha nekeva to show us that it has to be nekevos, because if it were zecharim, we wouldn't have 10 behemos that are eligible for meiser behema, because the first vlados of each of the banos would be kadosh b'kedushas bechor, and becharos are not chayiv in meiser behema. Only non-bechor animals are chayiv in meiser behema, and we're trying to set up a situation where you have enough animals to create a meiser behema situation. You need at least 10 to create a meiser behema situation. So the Gedia has three. Each of those three have another three. So there are 9 Enoklach now, and 3 children. So that's 12 animals. So now you have a Meiser Behema situation. Kula nichnasos ladir lehis aser. All of them go into the pen for the Meiser Behema in order to go through the Meiser Behema process. The way that that works is you bring all of the behemoths into the deer and you open up the door a little bit and they go out achas achas, one at a time, and you paint the tenth one with a siman that that one is meiser. Even though if you would the halacha is even if you counted it out in the field the meiser would be chal, but lechadchila you have to be mavir them in this way, and we're going to see that much later on in this masechta. But that's how the meiser behemoth works. So that's why we call it nechnasos ledir, because lechadchila it's supposed to be nechnasos ledir. He says, I've seen that all born in the same year, they're ma'aser, all the animals that are born in the same year. Meaning I've seen, the simple reading sounds like, I've seen the exact case that Tanakama describes. So it's a little bit unusual, meaning it sounds like Rabbi Shimon is coming to support the Tanakama, lest you think the Tanakama is describing something that's impossible, that there's no way that there's going to be 10 offspring that grandchildren that are all born the same year. I've seen that situation happen, but that's the Gemara is going to be bothered that obviously he's not just coming to support the Tanakama. He must be saying something somewhat different. So what exactly is he saying different than the Tanakama? So we'll get to that very soon. So says Gemara, Lamili Misni Shalosh Shalosh. Why does the Braisa have to say that each of them gave birth to three? We only need 10 for a Meiser Behema situation. So why don't we just say Tolid Chad Minayu Tlas the Ina Tarti Tarti. Since you have three to begin with that are born at the beginning of the year, and all you need from each of those three is for two of them to give birth to twins, so now you'd have 7, and one of them to give birth to triplets, and now you'd have 10. So why do we have to say that they each give birth to 3 and further complicate matters by saying that you now have 12 animals for your Meiser Behemoth situation? Says Mara, Aidi Diika Chadda Dlosagi below Shalosh Tanakulu Dialdu Shalosh Shalosh. It's much easier to say this way. I mean, since anyway one of them has to give birth to triplets in order to be Mashlim, the number 10, so the way to present the situation is that they all gave birth to three at a time. The one that gave birth to the first three is Pashas is not the mother that gave birth to the first three is not mitzaref to the 10 animals, because she was obviously, meaning the bubby, right, the one that started all this, she was obviously born in a previous year. So that's why one of them has to at least have 3 in order to be mashlim the number 10. So it says, "V'lamili l'misni shalosh klal." Why does the Braisa have to say it's talking about that one of them gave birth to 3? It could be lil dukulu tarti v'teder ihi v'tolid ba'adayu. Why don't you just say that each of the original 3 gave birth to 2? So that would be 6 in the grandchildren generation, 3 in the children's generation, that's 9, and then say that the mother, the one that started all, had another one, meaning it had a triplets birth, and then it had another birth with a single birth, and then that's that way you'll be mashlim the number 10. So Gemara says, Lema kasavar mitanefes eina chazeres yoledes betok shnasa. Maybe the Tana of the Braisa holds that a behema mitanefes is not able to give birth within that same year after the tinuf. So too, if a mitanefes is not able to give birth within the same year after the tinuf, it's also not able to give birth a year after, in the same year after the leida, because the leida certainly is at least like a tinuf. So since we're talking about the behema hazakena, which was a yoledes, so it's interesting that the Gemara uses that expression of mitanefes, meaning the point over here is not that a mitanefes can't give birth again. We're asking, why is it that the animal that had these triplets can't give birth again? We're saying, oh, it must be that we hold that she can't, that once she had the triplets in that year, she's not going to be able to have another offspring that year. So it is strange that the way the Gemara formulates that is mitanefes cannot be chazeres violetes. This is not a mitanefes situation. So Rashi says that the Gemara dafka chooses lashon mitanefes because it wants to be poshate the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua that we had yesterday, that they argue whether mitanefes v'acharkach, whether you can have such a thing, whether matanefes v'acharkach yoledes. So the Gemara uses that formulation to show that this is not a localized issue. This is something that we've already discussed, and so this is just an application of that discussion of matanefes. So the Gemara says, well, imtim tzilomar, even if you want to say matanefes chazeres yoledes p'toch shnasa, yoledes vada yena chazeres yoledes p'toch shnasa. Even if a matanefes can give birth again in that same year, a yoledes for sure cannot give birth again in the same year. Rashi explains lema kasavar does not mean that according to Rabbi Shmuel that mitanefes ainu chazeres yoledes p'toch shnasa, that because over there it's talking about mitanefes v'yoledes within the first year of its life. But over here, the issue is not about the first year of its life. It's about a behema shetinfa having a baby again within that same year of the tinuf. So the Gemara's conclusion is that even if it's able to be molded within the year after the tinuf, it's not able to be molded within a year after the leida. So that's the Gemara statement over here, that even if after tinuf it could happen, definitely not after leida. So now the Brisa had said that after the Tanakama gave his case, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Aniri Isi Gediyah. Oh, I've seen a Gediyah that was Isra B'toch Shnasa. So says Mar, Ma'ika Ben Tanakama to Rabbi Shimon. What exactly are the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon disagreeing about? It seems that Rabbi Shimon is just providing a word of support to the Tanakama that yes, I've seen the exact case that you described. So the Gemara's answer is going to be that Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama talk about a case where the banos were tinfu besov chodesh shishi leidasan, that after 6 months, when they're 6 months old, that second generation had an episode of tinuf, and then they still gave birth within that year. And the Tanakama holds that they're able to give birth only on the last day of that year, where Rabbi Shimon holds that they're able to give birth even before the last day of that year. And that's why he said, Isra b'toch shnasa, that it didn't have to happen on the very last day of the year. It was even b'toch shnasa, and that way the Rabbi Shimon is adding something to what the Tanakhama is saying. That's what the Gemara is about to suggest. So ika benayu de ze'iri. The difference between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon is about the svara of ze'iri, because ze'iri had said that a behema that's tinfa is not mekabel zachar until shloshim yom, until 30 days later. So Tanakama islay de Ze'iri. The Tanakama holds like Ze'iri, and that's why he chose a case that the banos were tinfu b'sov chodesh shishi, and they're not able to give birth again until the last day of the year, because after the tinuf, there's a 30-day period where nothing is going to happen, and then there's a five-month gestation. So when you have 5 months plus that 1 month, so only on the very last day of the year will they possibly ever be able to give birth. Rabbi Shimon, lesay de Ze'iri. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like Ze'iri. Rabbi Shimon holds that the animal will be mekabela zachar even within 30 days of the tinuf. So it could be that after the tinuf, in the middle of the 7th month of its life, it became pregnant again. So the 5 months of the Ibor conclude in middle of the 12th month, and it's able, therefore, to give birth and in middle of the 12th month, many days, b'toch shana, not only on the last day, lav dafka b'yom ha'achron. This is all according to the first explanation of Rashi. There is another explanation of Rashi that we're not going to get into. So that's one possible explanation of the machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. We're going to have four, though. Second possible explanation, v'iba yisema dekuli alma isluhu de ze'iri. Both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon agree to ze'iri that an animal needs 30 days after tinuf prior to being able to become pregnant again. Over here, they're arguing about the gestational period of the animal in the first place. The Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, it's 5 months, but what we mean by 5 months is 5 full months, and therefore the only way it's ever going to be able to give birth is on the very last day of that of the year. The Rabbi Shimon Yoledes, and Rabbi Shimon will hold that it is Yoledes Mukutain, that even though it's a 5 month gestational period, we say 5 months, but in the 5th month counts as 5 months, so therefore it's able to give birth b'toch shnasa, during that 12th month of the year, lav dafka, on the very last day of the year. That's the second explanation of the machlokas. So again, first explanation is there a 30-day waiting period after tinuf before becoming pregnant? Second explanation of the machlokas is, of course there's a 30-day waiting period. Is pregnancy necessarily 5 full months, or even a little bit less than five months? V'ibayisema, a third possibility of how to explain the machlokas, dekulei alma, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon hold, that there's no way that it's yoledes l'mekutayin, not only that it waits, like Zairi, that it needs 30 days before it becomes pregnant, and like the idea that it's a yoledes l'mekutayin, that it needs 5 full months. Over here they're arguing about whether the miktsas hayom of the tinuf itself counts as day one of those 30 days, and whether the miktsas hayom of the pregnancy count of the last day of pregnancy counts as a full day of the last day of pregnancy. Can the animal give birth on that last day? According to the Tanakama, we do not say that miktsas hayom counts as the whole day, and therefore banos that were tinfu at the end of the 6 months are mekabela zachar only after 30 full days, may esla eighth, 30 24-hour periods later, and they're not going to be able to give birth until 5 full months later, may esla eighth. So that's why they're only going to be able to give birth on the very last day of the year. The Rabbi Shimon amrinan miktsas hayom kekulo, but Rabbi Shimon would say that miktsas hayom kekulo, and therefore on the 30th day of the tinuf, it's already mekabel zachar. You don't have to wait till 30 days are over. It's just even on the 30th day, it's going to be mekabel zachar, and on the beginning of the last day of the pregnancy, it's already able to give birth. And therefore, if an animal is metanefes at the end of the 6 month, the 6th month of its life, it's able to give birth b'toch hashana, and not only on the Yom HaAchron. Now, this is a little bit different. Up until now, if you assume that the discussion is there a 30-day period before it's able to get pregnant? Or if the discussion is whether yoledes l'mekutayin, well, then Rabbi Shimon is saying that it can give birth any time during the 12th month. This is just a miktsas hayom kekulo. It gives us one more day. It just tells us not only on the last day of the year, it can give birth on the day before the last day of the year as well. It doesn't. So that's what betoch shana really means over here. It doesn't give us much more than that. It doesn't give much more leeway than that. So it really minimizes, in a certain sense, the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. And then we have the fourth explanation of the Tanaka, of the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. V'ibayasema dukulei alma amrinan miktsayom kekulo. Everyone says miktsayom kekulo. V'hacha b'mechusar zman nichnas ladir lehis aser kamiflugi. Over here they're arguing whether a behema that is not yet 8 days old can be nichnesis ladir lehis aser, meaning the halacha is that in the first 7 days of the animal's life, it's not eligible to be brought as a karban. It's only from the Yom HaShmini that we assume that it's going to be able to be brought as a karban. So what about for Meiser Behema? Do we say that it's only eligible for Meiser Behema if the animal is at least 8 days old, even though it's not yet Roi La Krava? It's a pasuk in the Torah, right? Sharo Kesev O'ez Ki Valeid V'yashivas Yamim Tachas Imo. 7 days it's Tachas Imo. It's only Umiyom HaShmini V'Hala Yiratza L'Karban Yishel La'Hashem. Only from the 8th day on will it be eligible for a carbon. So what about being eligible for Meiser Behema? Tanakama holds a Mechusar Zman is not Nichnas L'Dir this Aser. So of the animal is mitanefes at the end of the 6th month, since it's yoledes on the last day of the year, so there's no way that's going to be mitzari for the ma'aser. It's 1 day old, and when the Braisa says kula nichnasos lis aser, it could only mean in a shana mu'ubernes. Only in a leap year would you ever have kula nichnasos lis aser, because in a regular year it would never have it would never be enough. That's how Rashi explains in his third explanation. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that he saw Gedia Misaseres Bitok Shnasa, holds that a Mechusas Man is Nichnas Ladir Lis Aser, and even that which is born on the last day of the year, you could be Mitzarifit on that same day for the 10 sheep and to be Chayiv in Meiser. Right? Meaning the reason we have to make the Tanakama have a situation by a leap year is because even if you're going to say all the Mitzayim Kukulos you want, you're only going to have maximum have have two more days, it's still not enough to make it something that's ratui for a korban. So we have to say, okay, so if it was a leap year, then the animal could already be 3.5 weeks old. The animal could already be much older, 4 weeks old by the time that the Meiser Behema is in fact happening. So that is the fourth explanation of the machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, that they're arguing about Mechusar's man. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Shimon holds that a Mechusar's man is nifnas l'dir this aser. Once we mention that fourth explanation, that's what the machlokas is about, we'll bring a raya that Rabbi Shimon holds that the animal does not need to be 8 days old in order to be eligible for Maisa Behema. V'atanya, we have a braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Mechusar's man nifnas l'dir this aser. That a Mechusar's man is mitstarif to the 10 behemos that are going to be eligible for Maisa Behema. V'harei hein kebuchar. And in that sense, it's like a bechor. In what sense is it like a bechor? Ma bechor kadosh lefnei zmano, just like a bechor has its kedushas bechor as soon as it emerges from the rechem of the mother, even though it's not yet roi lakrava until it's 8 days old. V'karav leachrasmano, you'll only bring it as a karbal leachrasmano once it's 8 days old, but the kedushas bechor is there the entire time. Af mechusas man, so too by the din of Meiser Behema, a mechusas man is kadosh lefnei zmano. If you count it and it comes out as the 10th one, it could have kedusha of Meiser Behema, even though it's not yet 8 days old and it's not yet roi lakrava. V'karav lachas mano, and you'll hang on to it until it becomes 8 days old, and it will be roi lakrava. So that's all you'd have to do. You could do the whole Meiser Behema procedure. You wait till it's 8 days old, and you'll bring it as a karban. Why does Rabbi Shimon learn Meiser Behema dafka from Bechor? So the Gemara says, "Vadiyolf mi Bechor, Nelef mi Kachim." Why would Rabbi Shimon choose to use Bechor as the model to learn that Mechusar's man can have its kedusha for Meiser Behema? Why not learn from other Kachim, namely from a Karban Shlamim? Rashi points out, because Rashi says Shlamim because Meiser is Karav Nechal like a Karban Shlamim. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us that's the din of Meiser Behema, is it's brought as a carbon and eaten with the same halachos as a carbon shlamim. So, and the halacha by a carbon shlamim is that they can't even have kedusha until it's 8 days old. So mela, the same should be true by Meiser Behema. That's how Rashi explains. And Rashi says the makar of that idea, that carbon shlamim can't have kedusha until it's 8 days old, is in a medrash in Parshas Amar from the pasuk Miyom Hashmini Vahala Yeratza LeKarban Isha LaHashem. So I would only know Yeratza LeIsha, that for fire, meaning that it can only be brought on the mizbeach Miyom Hashmini Vahala. How do I know that it's Lo Yeratza Afilu LaHakdish, that you can't even be makdish it betoks mano? Oh, that's what the pasuk says LeKarban, that already from the time of its of you being makdish it, it's already called the carbon. Even that is only v'yom hashmini v'hala, and that's how Tosus understands as well, that the issue is whether the kedusha is tofeses on a mechusar's man or the kedusha is not chal at all. However, Tosus Maseches Zvachim Daf Kuf Yudalid Amid Beis says that b'diyeved the kedusha is chal even on a mechusar's man. It's just that you're not allowed to be makdishit until it's 8 days old, but the kedusha is going to be chal, and therefore the Gemara is asking, why do we learn a meiser from Bechor that a mechusar's man is kosher lechatchila? Not that a mechusar's man works, but that it's kosher lechatchila, as opposed to shlamim, where yes, it works, but it's not kosher lechatchila. And that's why it says shenichnasim ledir lis aser. We should learn from kachim that it's only kosher b'diyeved, and you shouldn't do the meiser behema now. You should wait till next year to include this animal in meiser behema. That's how Tosin Zvachim understands the kasha. So again, two ways of understanding the kasha. Either we're asking that it should be just like Karban Shlamim, where the Kedush can't even be Chal, that's how Rashi and Tosaf over here seem to understand, the Kedush can't even be Chal within 8 days, or we're asking, the way Tosin Zvachim understands, not that the Kedush won't be Chal, the Kedush will be Chal by Shlamim also, but we're asking, why are you doing this L'Chadchila? Why are you including this in this year's Meiser Behema? L'Chadchila, you're not supposed to make it Kadosh until it's 8 days old. So why do we use a Bechar as the model for Meiser and not other kachim? So says Gemara, I'll give you four reasons. Mestaver mi Bechor avalei lemelef. It's more mestaver to learn the din of Meiser Behema from Bechor. Shekein, because it has four things in common. woman with Bechar. Number one, Goel. Number two, Mum. Number three, Tamuras. And number four, Achila. So what are those four things? So Goel means that Bechar and Maisa Behema are not, you can't be pulled to them to make them into Chulin. By both of them, by Bechar it says Lo Tifteh, and by Maisa Behema it says Lo Yigael. So you're not allowed to be Goel them or pulled to them to turn them into Chulin. By other Kachim, if they have a Mum, you could be pulled to all other Kachim. Second difference, second commonality between Maisa and Bechar is Mum. That a Bechar and Maisa Behema have Kedushas HaGuf, and even if they're Balei Mum, before they ever became Kadosh, they still have Kedushas HaGuf. Whereas if you're Makdish, any other type of Kachim that's already a Bal Mum, Kedushas HaGuf is not going to be Chal in it. It's only going to have Kedushas Dam. It will be Kedushas Dam in the Mizbeach, but it's only going to have Kedushas Dam. Rashi says the Makar of this is the Mishnah we learned on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. And over there, Rashi explains that there is no Kedushas HaGuf when they are Balei Mumim. They're Kadosh in the sense that you have to sell them and they have Pidyon. But a Bechar, the Rechem is Makdish to Bechar, even if it has a Mum. By Meiser, it says, Lo Yivaker Bein Tov L'ra. You're not supposed to distinguish between a Bal Mum and a non Bal Mum. Either way, it's going to have a din of Kedushas HaGuf of Meiser. So that's the second thing that they have in common. Third thing that they have in common is Tumuras, that someone who's Meimir, a Bechar, or Meiser Behema with another animal, you do a Tumura to exchange his Kedusha onto another animal, even the Kedusha's Tumura is going to be Chal, but still the Tumura is not Karev Ala Mizbeach. Whereas other Kachim, the Tumura is going to be Karev Ala Mizbeach, just like the original carbon itself. Tumuras Kachim is Kreva, because the Pasuk says, Rak Kachecha, to be Marbet Tumuros, that they're Krevos as well, that we learned also earlier on in Daf Yudalit. Tumuras Bechor Meiser is not Karev, we darshan in Tumura, from the Pasuk says, Lo Tifte Kodesh Heim, that Heim Kreven Ve'em Tumurasan Kreva, it says that by Bechor, and exactly how we learn Meiser is a whole Sugya Mesechus Vachim, but the halacha is that Dafka, by Meiser and Bechor, the Tumura is not Nikraval al Gabi Mizbech. And the fourth thing that Maisa and Bechar have in common is Achila, that a Bechar and Maisa Behema that develop a Mum could be eaten. The Bechar is eaten by the Kohanim, by the Kohen, the Maisa is eaten by the Bailim, whereas all other Kachim that develop a Mum, they're not Nechal Achiyiftu. You have to be pod to them. Tosfos raises a question that this chiluk is included in the goel chiluk, meaning what are we saying, that it's that by other kachim it's not nechal until you pod it, meaning they have a din of pidyon, whereas by meiser and bechar, by bechar and meiser, they're in a niftim to make them into chulin. So that was the first distinction we already had, and therefore Tosfos understands this chiluk, this commonality a little differently, that the din of their achila is different than the din of achilas kachim, that all other kachim shnafel be'amum and their nifta, their nishkalim belitra v'nimkarim be'itlas, in order to, meaning you would do whatever you can to elevate their price, to get every last dollar you can for them, because they're Mamon Hagdish. Whereas a Bechor Maisa Behema, which is not Mamon Hagdish, they don't allow you to be Mocher Be'itlis. You're not allowed to sell it in the meat market, because that's a Bizayon to their Kedusha. So when the money is all going to go to Hagdish, so we can't mess around with Mamon Hagdish. We have to make sure that every last penny is raised that we're able to raise. But when the money is anyway not going to go to Hagdish, then we're not going to be Mevazah, the Kedusha of the animal, and we're not going to sell it in such a public forum. So that's how Tosfos understands this last halacha of achila, that it's not about whether you eat it before pidyon, it's about how you do the mechira in order to be able to eat it. So says Gemara, okay, yes, those are four things that Meiser and Bechar have in common, but Adraba, I'll show you four things that Meiser has in common with other kachim, with Shlomim, for example. Mikachim avleil melef shekein. The four things that Meiser Behem has in common with other kachim are Zachar, Kadosh, Bimatanos, and Pashut. Well, what does that mean? So number one, Zachar, the Meiser Behem is Chal both on a Zachar and in a Keva, and the same is true with most Kachim. Not all, but most Kachim. Kedushas Bechar is only on a Zachar. Second, Meiser Behema is not Kadosh Me'elav. The Bailim needs to be Makdishit by being Mavir Etachas HaShavet. He has to mark it. Shar Kachim also, you need to be Makdishit. Bechar, it's Kadosh Me'elav. It's Kadosh Me'rechem. It automatically is Kadosh. Matanos means that Bechor is one of the Matanos Kuhuna, whereas Maaser Behema and other Kachim are not Matanos Kohen. They're Karbanos that are brought in the Mizbeach, and very often they're eaten by the Bailim. It's got nothing to do with the Matanos Kuhuna. And Pashut, Maaser Behema is Chal on every Behema, even if it's not a Bechor. Other Kachim also. It doesn't need to be a Bechor in order to be Kachim, but a Bechor needs to be a Bechor in order to be a Bechor. So that's as is obvious, right? So those are four things that Maaser Behema has in common with other Kachim. Ella Rabbi Shimon Avara Avara Gamir. So it says, no, you want to know why Rabbi Shimon links Maaser Behema to Bechor? He learns Maaser Behema from Bechor through Gzeirah Shava. By both of them, it has the lashon of Havara. By Maaser, it says, V'kol Maaser Bakar V'tzon Kol Asher Ya'avar Tachas Hashavet Asiri Yakodesh. And by Bechor, it says, V'avarta Kol Petarechem Hashem. So each time, it has the lashon of Havara. So good. So it's simply a Gzeirah Shava. It's not based on halachic commonality between them. Okay, so that's the end of that machlokas. So again, we had this machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. It was very unclear what the machlokas was, so we had four explanations of what the machlokas was. The fourth of those explanations was that Rabbi Shimon holds that a mechusar's man could be nichnas l'dir lias aser. How did he know that? Because he held, oh, it's just like Bechor, that a mechusar's man could have kedushas Bechor. So we discussed, why does he think that it has to be just like Bechor? Oh, first we thought it's because it has four things in common with Bechor. He said, no, it has four things in common with every Kachim. No, it must be because there's a Gzeirah Shava that Tafka links Bechor to Maaser Behema. So everything has been one sugya so far. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Everything we did up until now was just an explanation of the Braisa. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that by a simon vlad for Behema Daka is Tinuf. Tinuf is a simon that there was a pregnancy, and now any future offspring that comes out of that behema is not going to be a bechor. Hey, chidami tinuf, what's considered a tinuf? What has to happen exactly? Amarav kata amri rav sod tzalasa at atzar chayusa. That tinuf that the shepherds of the city of Tzalasa would say that the rechem was plugged up or something, was stopped in some way, and the uber inside of it has disintegrated. Shmuel Amar ba'abuvei d'dama utzrichi laharos l'chacham. Shmuel said tinuf looks like bubbling of blood, that the behema is polate from its rechem, that the blood that comes out looks like it's bubbled up, and you need to show the tinuf to a chacham in order to be koveya whether that's considered a disintegrated vlad, which would pater the next one from Bechorah or not. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in Perek Gimel says that it sounds that this is a din in Dinei Tinuf, that it's not, I mean, this last line is not part of the Machlokas between Rava and Shmuel as far as how we define Tinuf. Meaning, however you define it, you're going to have to show it to a chacham. The Rush sounds a little bit that it's only like Shmuel, that this is the end of Shmuel's statement and not part of the definition according to everybody. Okay, so but at least one shita, perhaps both, hold that you need to show it to a chacham. Says Gemara, show it to a chacham. Chacham ino yada. A guy could have been learning in Kailul for all of his life. I mean, you're going to show him the blood that's coming out of an animal, and he's never seen an animal before. He's never seen blood before. He's just going to faint, and that will be the end of it, right? So what's going to? That's not. How does that help? So I'm Rav Papa, Roe Chacham. It means an expert shepherd. It doesn't mean that you show it to a Talmud Chacham. You show it to someone who knows what he's talking about in this Indian. So the Gemara says, at what stage is it considered an Uber? Is an Uber already considered a Vlad in the sense that it's going to be that the future Vlados are going to be putter from Bechoros. So Amr of Chista, Hare Amru, Yetziris Havlad B'Isha Arba'im Yom. The Yetziris Havlad for an Isha is 40 days. Only if she has a miscarriage after 40 days is she Tamei Leida, and the Vlad that's Ba'achrav is Pater Mibachara. But before that, it's considered to be Maya Bialma, that prior to 40 days of pregnancy, it's not considered a real pregnancy. And this is going to be Nogat to whether there's Tumas Leida, meaning if a woman has a miscarriage, so there's Tumas Leida, Isha Kisazria, the Halach in the Torah is, so 7 days of Yemei Tumah for a male, 14 days for a female, followed by Yimei Toar. So when does that happen? Not only if it's if she gives birth to a live baby, but whenever she has an event that can be called a Leida. But if a miscarriage within the first 40 days doesn't have Tumas Leida. This is Halacha L'maisa. We have Shailas like this that come up, that a very early miscarriage, where the doctor will say, this was a miscarriage, but you do the cheshbon and it's very close. So sometimes we have where it's 42, 43 days in, and then you have to, and she stops bleeding like 2 days later. It's not that much blood. It's very early on, but you have to be choshesh for tumas leida already at that point. So for an isha, arba'im yom is one of the that's why when it comes to the abortion sugya, so that's a critical time. Arba'im yom, according to many poskim, is going to be a cutoff date between what's called an abortion and what's not called an abortion. But okay, we're not getting into that sugya right now. But behema bekama, how long after the beginning of pregnancy is an ubar of a behema considered to be a real vlad? That if the mother miscarries, it would patur the next one from being a bechor. So of papala baye lav haynu ziri. Isn't this the exact issue that ziri said? The amr ziri ain't of pachas mishloshim yom. So he understands ziri a little differently than we've been understanding ziri until this point. Rav Papa understands that if it's metanefes before it's been pregnant for 30 days, may es la'es, from the time that a zachar mounted it, it's not considered to be a tinuf that will pat from a chora, because the fetus hasn't had a chance to develop into a viable and real fetus. So says he misunderstood Ze'iri. Ze'iri wasn't saying about the development of the fetus. All Ze'iri was saying was that after a tinuf, it takes 30 days before it's ever going to be mekabel azachar again. So it's got nothing to do with tinuf. So that's so Rav Papa simply misunderstood, says Abayi, tells Rav Papa. Okay, now the Mishnah had spoken about buying a behema from an ovid chavim, and you don't know if it was bikra or not. So matzina lokeach ovid chavim, lokeach Yisrael mai. What's the din of the first vlad after you purchase a behema from Yisrael and you don't know if it ever had a baby before? So Rav bechar vaday. Then it's the first vlad is definitely a bechor. Dimisa de bikra ishtabuche av mishtabuchle. Because if it was already bikra, you can bet that the Jew that was selling you the animal would have let you know that. He's going to say, this animal is so great that the next offspring it has, you get to keep. It's not even kedushas bechor, meaning everything's going to be, it's yours. Because, and not just that, the Rishonim point out, a behema is normally mistakenes in its first leida. It's a very dangerous thing to go through a first leida. So he's going to say, try to test it. It already had a leida and it's still alive. Shmuel Amar Bechar Safik. Shmuel says it's a Bechar Safik. Savar L'Shchita Kabayile. That you need the behema for eating its meat and not to give birth. And therefore, L'Tzarech L'Shchita, there's no Shevach to say that it gave birth already. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chulin Vadoin. That it's definitely Chulin. My time, Im Isa de lo Bikra, if it has not yet had offspring, Kivan de Ika Isura Odue Havamodele. Since there is an Isser that's Karuch Bedavar, because if it would give birth, it's going to be Bechar. He would definitely let you know that, so that you could know to keep the halachos. Meaning, you're buying it from a Jew. A Jew doesn't want you to mess up. He doesn't want you to make a mistake in the halacha. So it's a three way machlokas. What you assume about an animal that you buy from a Jew if he hasn't told you anything? He hasn't told you whether it was bikra or not. So tiny kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayso that says like Rabbi Yochanan da amar chulin. Rabbi Yochanan said that if he doesn't tell you if it was yalda, then you know that it was for sure chulin, because when it comes to the Yisra of Osav Espino, lo sishchatu biyom echad, that there are four times of the year that someone who sells a behema ubina on the same day has to let the lokeach know that I sold its mother or I sold its ben today, because we assume that everyone's buying for shchita that day, and you have to worry that they're going to violate this din. Im lo hodio holich v'shochet v'eino nimna. If you weren't told that its mother or offspring were sold today, then you're allowed to shecht that day. Whatever you buy, you're allowed to shecht that day, and you don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because of the same svara Rabbi Yochanan says. If there's something to know, the Jew who's selling it to you will let you know. So says Mar, wow, that's a very good raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Lema tavit yufta to Rav and Shmuel. Maybe that's a tiyufta on Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel do not assume that he's going to try to protect you from violating any Yisr. Rav said that it's a Bechor Vaday. Shmuel says that it's a Bechor Safek. So says Gemara, Hasam b'mocher tali milsa. When it comes to Osav Espino, the Chiyuv to let you know is on the Mocher. And if he didn't warn you, so then it's a Raya that he didn't sell the Aim or the Ben today. But Hacha, when it comes to the Vlad that comes from a Behema that you buy from Yisrael, b'lokech tali milsa. The Chiyuv of a Freshes Bechor is on the Kona, and it's his job to be Mevarer whether it's Chayiv in Bechor or not. So there's nothing that's Mechayiv the Mocher to let the Kona know the matzav of the behema, and therefore you can't be mochiach that it's not a bechor from the fact that he hasn't let you know. So that's it's just a matter of a discussion of whose responsibility it is. So that's all Rav and Shmuel are saying, that it's the lokeach's responsibility, as opposed to by Yosef Espino, it's the responsibility of the mocher. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.